Clyburn, Scott is seeking to return to Dred Scott era when no black man has any rights that a white man must respect. By Jeff Poor on August 30, 2026. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Representative James Clyburn, DSC, made the extraordinary statement that the Supreme Court was working to restore components of the 1857 Dred Scott v. Sanford decision. According to the South Carolina Democrat, the current court's actions showed the court sought a return to that decision's majority opinion written by Chief Justice Roger B. Taney, who wrote that black men had no rights which the white man was bound to respect. Clyburn made those remarks in justifying his push to expand the high court. Okay, well, since we are on the topic of the court, let's speak more broadly about it, moderator Kristen Welker said. Former Vice President Kamala Harris shares some of your criticisms. Clearly, she's called for expanding the Supreme Court from 9 justices to 13. Do you support adding 4 more seats to the Supreme Court, Congressman? Clyburn replied, yes, I do. I think that we are in a position now that calls for some significant actions taken by the Congress. And we ought to expand. And 13 is a pretty good number. A baker's dozen would be a good number to have on the court. And I would hope we would get people on the court who will follow the constitutional underpinnings of this great nation of ours. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments have been interpreted different ways over the years. And we had in the Warren Court an interpretation of those amendments that I thought would be set for the future of the country. We have now a Supreme Court that has decided to reverse course and take this country back. I say, to those rulings of Justice Taney that said that no black man has any rights that a white man must respect. That was the Supreme Court that made that decision, he added. I hope that Clarence Thomas would follow the modern underpinnings of that Constitution of ours. But he has not done so. In fact, he has decided to go all the way from an angry leftist to a very angry rightist. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.